Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, August 31. Coming up, talks underway for CCTV to link schools and Halfway Tree Transport Center. Financial institutions urged to be more responsive to the needs of MSMEs and Ministry of Justice to train 1,000 community leaders. The news in detail after the break.
Calling all government pensioners in Portland and surrounding areas. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, September 23, the AGD will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum. Friday, September 23, Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio, Portland at 10 a.m.
Now the news. Discussions are underway between the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Ministry of Education for the installation of a closed-circuit television CCTV system that links the Halfway Tree Transport Center with various high schools in the corporate area. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid made the disclosure earlier this week during a back-to-school conference for Region 1 at the Jamaica Conference Center in Kingston.
You, as principal, again, right there in your office, see which of your children are out there loitering there in the park. And we can deal with that.
Senator Reid says this forms part of the Information and Communication Technology ICT strategy of the government, which aims to provide internet access to public sector entities. The strategy is also part of the ministry's approach to providing a safer environment for students and to dissuade them from loitering. In recent years, some students in the corporate area have used the transport center as a spot for loitering and misconduct. Finance Minister Audley Shaw is urging banks and other financial and lending institutions to create more products that will boost overall access to capital across the country. Mr. Shaw says increasing access to credit among micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs and entrepreneurs, so they can develop their business operations is a key pillar of government's growth strategy. He says, however, that many business operators are unable to access financing as their specific circumstances are being overlooked by financial institutions. The finance minister is therefore urging institutions to be more responsive in their product development process.
These should include financial products that are targeted to women for entrepreneurship development across the region to enable them to engage in economic activities and become more productive and self-reliant. There's also a need for special microfinance products that target young people.
The finance minister was speaking at the launch of Foromic 2016 to be held in Montego Bay in October. Foromic 2016 is Latin America and the Caribbean's most important annual event on microfinance and entrepreneurship. The Ministry of Justice will host a series of sensitization sessions for community leaders on key areas of the justice system in September. Portfolio Minister Delroy Chuck says this is in keeping with the goal of transforming the justice system, making it more efficient and effective.
I hope we will train at least 1,000 persons per month. And the idea is to bring in teachers, pastors, JPs, other community stakeholders to inform, train, and alert them as to many of the problems within our country. And human trafficking is one. Child abuse is another. Child diversion, restorative justice.
Mr. Chuck says he expects trained community leaders to play their part in helping to maintain law and order in their neighborhoods. The sessions will begin on September 1 and will be held at the Ministry of Justice, 61 Constant Spring Road, starting at 8:30 a.m. Workshops will be addressed by the Justice Minister, Permanent Secretary Carol Palmer, and technocrats in the Ministries of Justice and National Security. And the Administrator General's Department, AGD, has provided school supplies to 59 students for the upcoming academic year. The students were awarded for their excellent performance in the Grade 6 Achievement Test, Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, and the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination. Administrator General Lona Brown, speaking at the recent presentation ceremony, commended the awardees on their success in the exams. The Administrator General is also urging the students to continue to work hard and pay even greater attention to their studies. 46 of the 59 recipients are beneficiaries of estates managed by the AGD. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.